Patriots. So tomorrow is National Prayer Day. And regardless of what this hand puppet of an administration is doing, which it's doing everything it can to try to crush prayer and faith in our lives, the great thing about God is you can't stop God, and you can't stop prayer. And if anything, we just get bigger. So here's what's going to happen tomorrow night, and I would like you to spread the word as far and wide as possible. Tomorrow night, for Bards FM, at 6 o'clock Pacific and 9 o'clock Eastern, we are doing a national prayer. It's a national call to prayer, and I'd like you to get as many people as possible to tune in. Remember, they can listen even if they can't get on the chat. So we're going to make that an earth-shattering prayer hour. And maybe that hand puppet will tune in and get a soul back in him, in that body of his. But that's tomorrow's night show. And then on Friday night, I have an amazing guest, which I'm very, very excited about having. Actually, we're going to have her tomorrow night, and I'm interviewing her tomorrow, but I'm going to switch things around a little bit. So on Friday night, we're having Dr. Lee Merritt. She's very excited about. She's one of the frontline doctors, OBGYN, that has been dealing with many of the women's issues in the contact and transmission of this, whatever it is that this virus, I'm sorry, this injection is making into a virus and spreading people. So I don't know what it is, but, and neither do the frontline doctors. So tomorrow night is dedicated to the national, and I'll tell you honestly, it's going to be tomorrow morning show, it's going to be tomorrow night, it's going to be tomorrow night show, but the main focus for the national prayer is tomorrow night, Bards FM. And I think, just to bring in more people, we'll talk about it. We may even parallel stream into YouTube tomorrow, which we haven't done for months. But we might do that as well to try to get as many people to come to prayer as possible. I'll talk to the mods about it because it's pretty demanding when we start opening up YouTube again. But we'll talk about it. But I think that we can deal with it because we need to we definitely need to open up as many channels for prayer for national prayer tomorrow as possible. And maybe it'll make YouTube freak out again. I can still get another strike and they won't destroy me yet. So we'll bring God into YouTube and see what happens to YouTube's algorithms. Maybe it'll fry the whole circuits or something. That'd be great. Like YouTube just went down. Headlines. What happened? And Bards FM and the whole Bard Beat Ad troop were praying and YouTube fried. It's like, huh, that's too bad. Yeah, it sucks. That'd be pretty good. Like, oh, wow, the whole server system went down too. Wow, that sucks. Thank you, God. That was a blessing. That'd be great, wouldn't it? Like, make it rain. What happened? Yeah, their whole artificial intelligence system just died. Well, that's too bad. Oh, boy, I tell you. So, as I talked about last hour, or the last show, and we're moving on this, and so I just wanted to let people know about a couple of things. Our first steps, and this is what we talked about and what we're starting to set up. Now, you know, and we have this whole architecture of what we're doing and working towards, and everything is now shaping this way. So pay attention to what we're doing here in our Telegram rooms. Pay attention to how we're working social media. Pay attention to the new website when it gets up, which should be, you know, we're hoping to have we have a new graphic designer, super excited. She's great. And many thanks to our wonderful Bear for bringing that together for us. So he's awesome. So we have a new graphic designer. And our web designer is already ready for the graphic designer to come in. So we're at this great point now, starting to come together. I know it's been delayed and you've all been very patient. And I appreciate that. And this is going to be like phase one of the Bard's Base Camp. You'll like it, and then it's going to get better from here on out. But this is a pretty big step. So we're hoping, and I'm just saying it this way, if we can get all the material in place, we're hoping 3 weeks, and it'll be in there. And we're going to have a couple stores inside there. We're going to have a merch store, which everybody should be happy about. We're going to have a digital store, and digital downloads. So that's going to be resources, books, films, that sort of stuff. And then we're going to have a supplement store, and we're trying to get all that up at once. And the supplement store is being guided. I'm taking advice and direction from Dr. Tenpenny on this, so it's going to be very solid. We're looking at having a community bulletin board style exchange so people can start setting up discussion topics and being able to really exchange things. I don't know, and I said this before, we've kind of backed off of having our own chat at this point. I can't guarantee we will at this stage because we just started getting into some other issues. All of the podcasts will continue to live stream here for the time being, which was not the original plan, but we've done this for a variety of reasons. But they will, the neat thing is that on the new website, there's going to be categories of, with the new players that Podbean has created, which I'm very excited about, we can now create playlists. So you can have a playlist on County by County, and there'll be one player just with County by County podcasts. And there'll be playlists on like Patriots top 10 or top 20 favorite podcasts, and we're going to do that sort of stuff. So we're going to create some pretty neat stuff on there. The normal about page, the normal, you know, contact page, that sort of stuff. And some real features on this whole county by county issue. So all that's kind of the architecture. But we have 7 pillars in the county by county model. And they kind of go like this. Number one is informed. This is at the home level. So remember, there's 2 sides of the county by county model. There is a county level, but we're going to be focusing on the ground level, from the home outward, which we call bottom up. Okay. And there'll be more on this. I'm going to dedicate some podcasts this next week to the county by county model again to kind of refresh that in everybody's mind. But we have 7 pillars in the county by county model. One is called informed action. We have home churches. We have homeschooling. We have patriot gardens. Okay. We have right work. And right work is in helping people to move away from the corporate yoke and go to work on their own. We have health and healing, and we have energy. And energy is both spiritual and physical energy. All of this is designed to take your home and create a measure of sovereignty at your home level so you become highly less dependent off the corporate infrastructure that we've been so dependent on. So that whole thing is to separate ourselves and get back to God in our homes. So as I've done this research and kind of analysis on this whole thing, and as I'm continuing to write the book, which people have asked about, and it's just not done yet. It's a bigger project than I was optimistic to say when I originally said 2 weeks, but I did get it going, so it is happening, and that's a good thing. And I'm hoping to have it out by June, so we'll kind of see how this month goes. But as we kind of move forward with this, and as I started to really look at the research, and I've talked to a lot of people, what really became evident is that health and healing, if done correctly, was kind of the center starting point at the county by county model. Now, when you talk health and healing at a county level, you're talking like medical facilities and new alternate health facilities, and you're talking about holistic health approaches and so forth. But what does the home health and healing look like? And I think that's what I've been working with, and that's where I talked about in the previous hour, and it all kind of came together in a leadership call we just had before this show. Is health and healing is centered at the home level on the principles of healing. And it's this development now that we're moving forward with in developing what I would call loosely, but in kind of a give you an idea, kind of elite special forces Christ warrior prayer healing teams. Okay. That's a long title, but you kind of get the idea, I think, with that. And these are going to be at a county by county level. So our first step in that is what has already been done tonight. We have just the most amazing mods and leadership group around, and They've already created 3 Telegram rooms for prayer, for people to come and start talking about prayers and sharing prayer requests and so forth. Now, I just need to give everybody a heads up. This is going to morph a lot over the next 2 to 3 weeks. We're going to be working with ideas. We're going to be getting ideas. We're going to try stuff. And really have to understand it. All this is truly God-driven. We're praying on this. We're letting it reveal itself as we go. But we have a pretty big vision of where we want this to go. And what I really want you to understand is we are really working towards a point of inspiring people, helping people to become prayer warriors that carry that capacity to heal. I think that's the easiest way to say it. I'm being careful to use the idea of a healer. And as we talked about, there's a lot of new age stuff. And the next thing, if we say healer, we're going to be having somebody carrying around a bag of crystals and someone else bringing burning incense and throwing dust in the air and doing some belly dance or something and like, oola, 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 jingle, 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 blah, 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 and you're all healed. And it's not what we're talking about here. So just so we're clear. Could you imagine? Like, knock, knock, who's there? Hi, we're from Bard's FM. Oh, your belly's exposed. How come? Well, we're here to heal your family. Oh, what does that mean? Well, we're going to do a belly dance for you. And then we're going to burn a couple candles and got some incense going. And I've got some crystals. You don't mind putting these on, do you? And, oh man, could you just see this thing and be like, what the hell is going on here? I mean, seriously. So no, we're not talking about that. I just need to be really clear. Just tell you, I could just see this. It's like the team of Bard's belly dancers healing the world. Oh man, what an awful image. No, it's not happening that way. Just so we're clear, not happening. Okay, so this is truly like, this is a very, and we're going to be working to build this capacity up because there's a lot of questions we have as well as what does it look like to be a prayer healer in that power of Christ in our heart and bringing healing to people. And some of it's random. Some of it will be research. It's very targeted work. I need to say that very clearly. These are going to be kind of like very humble warriors. This is going to be some of the most powerful warriors I think the world has ever seen. And the idea is to develop this out very much like an elite team. It's just going to be a process we have to go through, and there has to be things people have to embrace and to learn, and there's going to be some study with that, and we have a lot of work ourselves to do. To put that together. And I think what you will see is that when we develop this, it's going to be incredible. I really mean that. We're literally going to have the ability to bring God's health and healing, the love of Christ into people's homes and overcome a lot of this horrid evil that's raking the earth. It comes down to this, and it's we can't stop this thing. I don't know how else to say it. This beast that has unleashed itself on the world is feeding on people's weakness and faith, and it's feeding on people's fears and doubts and anger and whatever else they've got going on. And we just can't stop it. But we can heal it. And I have literally been in this thought and prayer for days now. And the one thing that's very clear is that while we can't stop it, we can heal it. And we can heal it because if we are really going to be what we say we are, which I believe we are, and we align ourselves truly with that true purity of heart and passion with God, what we're really saying here, and we're saying as a group, is that we can move mountains from here to there. That means we have to hold the faith of a mustard seed, and we have to get rid of the doubt that this thing is creating in us, that somehow it's going to steal humanity from us. And the answer is no, it won't. And we can't let it. And I think right there is the pivot we all have to make. Is that we have to make a decision, and I'm challenging everybody right now to take this decision and to take this step. And the step is, we're not going to let it. We're going to decide now, and you have to make that commitment that there is no way that this evil is going to take this. That we are going to rise up. We are going to stand in a way we've never stood. We are going to let the power of God's faith and prayer work through us so we can truly do what God wants us to do, which is to get out and meet and engage and heal. That's what we are here. And we know that's the case. We love our neighbor as we want to be loved, help those in need, and give voice to those that have no voice in it, and protect those that can't protect themselves. How else can we do that? But by what we're doing. 2 Corinthians 3:18. I started the day with this, and I'm going to read it here again. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. And we are being transformed. We're being transformed in a powerful, powerful way. And as this walking and path that we're all on, we're seeing those being pulled away. But we're finding those that are standing strong. And some of us are in different places on that, but everybody's still on that same rock of faith with God. So this is where, as we build these teams, and I'm really kind of visualizing this as pairs of people in your community eventually. I mean, we're going to start online, but eventually you're going to build a partner in your team, in your community. And you're going to be that unexpected warrior. So imagine if you were a parent and you were having a child that was sick and very sick. Maybe it's a sick because of the vaccine. And maybe the child's in the hospital, maybe the child's at home, and suddenly two people show up just out of the blue. And how do you know that you're there? One, you're praying and God's leading you, and two, you're researching and paying attention to what's going on. And could you imagine being the parent where you're desperate for your child and two people show up and say, "Hi, we're here. We're here because God's called us, and all we'd like to do is pray for your child." You see, that's profound. And in doing so, God's allowed to touch through us and touch them and touch their family. Our healing may not be, maybe we can't save the physical, but we can always save the spirit. And this is the idea, that we're going to bring this to every county and in this land. And we're going to do this in teams, because we need to work in teams. This is us building fellowship. And we're going to take this war to the streets our way. I'm so sick and tired of having to work on their terms. I really am. I mean, everything they do, they bait us so we have to do one other thing. They always try to bait us so we bring up a physical sword or lock and load a gun. And I'm sick and tired of this. And the reason they're winning on this is because we stopped believing in God, and we stopped trusting in God, and we started to trust in the physicality of our body and our hands. This temple that we have is a temporary shell. We are here as spirit entities to live through the physical, to become closer to God in the process. So let us embrace this. And this is what we are now going to build. It will be our first critical pillar in the county-by-county model. And we will be giving a tremendous amount of effort to it. Ask for your patience, because we're literally, as we used to say when I was working in special operations, we are building an airplane in flight, literally. We've launched, and now we've got to build the plane. And that's okay, because this is a calling. I'm passionate about it. I know very clearly what was given this morning. And I don't doubt what God gave as a understanding of where this needed to go. And this is how we'll push forward, and we'll work together. And we're going to be active in this fight. We've got to now take this fight into the world. You know, I'm not going to say who said it, but there was somebody who's very well known at one point that wrote me and said, "Prayers are not enough. We need to be ready to fight." And I said, yes, prayers are enough if they're deployed the right way. And here we're going to prove it. So make sure and start hanging out into the Telegram rooms. If you don't know, you know, that's an important hub for us right now. As we grow this, there's going to be a lot of activity. Not everybody, you all know how much I like Telegram. I don't. But you're going to start seeing me pop in there a little bit. But because we have to do, even me, who I hate Telegram. I really do. Ugh. But I really admire a lot of what has been happening on Telegram in these last week or so with our mods and the restructuring and all that's been done. And yes, that means even I have to make some adjustments, because it's not about what we like, it's what we need to do. And it's one of the places we have to meet and get together. And we will work together and we will really get things moving along. So this is an amazing time. I just saw Bear put up his post, embrace the claw. Thanks, Bear. Yeah, will do. So this is a time that we really have to rise up. And it's a commitment that what I'm going to say here is important, is that when each person makes this commitment, it's a commitment that you can't let go of. You can't, it's not a part-time deal. When I say that, it's not like, you know, I'm in today, I'm out tomorrow, I'll be back next week. This is a real commitment, and we want it to be. And it's that dedication and that force that we're going to bring to this fight. And I think truly, with the momentum that we already have, that we should be able to mobilize teams within a few weeks or months. I mean, within a month or two, we should be able to have some solid teams on the ground. And I'd say that by the time we hit Bard's Fest, we should be able to say that we've got teams in almost every county. And that's where we need to be, because this is how we are going to knock the heck out of the cabal. And it doesn't, we'll continue to do our prayers on the big scale, but this is targeted prayer work. I mean, this is the difference between trying to fight a big war and trying to fight a special operations war, because special operations teams work locally, and that's what we're doing. And all of this will be part of the process that we talk about and train. I'm going to pull a lot from the principles of special operations work, and there'll be a lot of development over time for this, but we're really going to start rocking it. And by the time we hit Bard's Fest, I'm telling you, Bard's Fest is going to be huge. We're going to shake the soul of this nation. And remember, 26th of August to 29th of August in St. Charles, Missouri. It's going to rock the soul of the nation. And in between now and then, our teams of Special Operations Christ Prayer Warriors are going to be deployed to heal the many. Chronicles 7:14-15. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will open and my ears attentive to the prayer that is made in this place. We're healing this land. And we're going to do it through a very humble warrior walk. In my time of, tomorrow morning, by the way, let me check something real quick. It's actually kind of a cool day tomorrow. Oh yeah, here we go. So tomorrow morning, tomorrow is the 6th of May. We're going to turn that number on its head when I get through with this. Watch this. This is going to be pretty cool. So tomorrow is the 6th of May, and tomorrow is the 600th episode of Bard's FM. So here we go. Everybody's going to start going, oh no, Bard, you got 666 going. I do, and I'm going to make it happen in a different way. So watch this. And so I'm going to stab the devil right in the eye tomorrow, because I'm going to read from Genesis in the morning with a reference to 600th year. And we're going to pray And we're going to flip that number on its head. Throat punch that evil right in the... knock him on his feet. Can't be afraid of numbers. You know, that's the one thing we do too much of that. We all get wigged out about numbers. It's like, yeah, I know the cabal uses them, but whatever. That can't faze us. Need to turn it, flip it, spin it, use it. Remember, know your enemy as you know yourself, and in the end, flip it on its head and strike them hard. And we have to strike viciously. So tomorrow we're going to do a lot of prayer. We're going to strike viciously. There is a whole perception that somehow in our world, that prayer is just like that thing you do. It's like, oh yeah, they pray a lot. There's nothing that comes of it. The fact is that everything about our world is based on spirituality first and is united and empowered through prayer first. It's not based on the physical. And the physical is purely a deception. It's not that we don't have physical things in this world that we need, but the dependency upon the physical is what gets us in the traps that we're in. When we let go of the physical, God provides all the physical that we need. Just let it go. God will be there. And in this process of being healers, as we must become in the sense of Christ, we have to put our focus as the first premise of our existence, which is spiritual first. Our relationship with Christ first. And so that means that our optics on the world begin there. It doesn't mean you don't question. It doesn't mean that you don't research. It doesn't mean that you don't think free. But when you come back to the foundation of what the purpose is, every single person in their heart has the ability to be that power of invoking healing through the power of Christ. Everyone does. And that's what we want to try to get to, because when we walk that way with that strength and that foundation, evil's got no ground. You know, I and I'm including myself in this. When this vax thing, I'm telling you, when it started, it had me locked into anxiety. I mean, I could see it coming, and I was feeling it. I knew where we were going, and I'm not in any way trying to like, oh, guess I told you so. That's not what I'm doing. But if you were following me a year ago, you know I was sounding the alarm hard. Like, this is it. I mean, this is the fight, and it literally kept me up at night, because I could see it coming, and it was so hard to get people to realize, many people to realize just what that threat was. And part of the reason it hit me so hard is I had seen and worked around some of the science in these government labs that they were working on stuff like this, the Transhuman Project. It was just like, oh, what a nightmare. So the problem with my perspective, which is as it is with many of the most of us, is that we let the anxiety, which I'm going to even call the anxiety and fear are very closely matched, overwhelm our senses and let the cabal and the evil take a high ground on something that we could have stopped literally by grounding ourselves firmly on the rock of faith and just nailing it back with this powerful wave of prayer and focused attack with prayer and healing. I'm convinced of this. But that would have taken a very much higher state of existence, higher state of energy, higher state of vibration, higher state of frequency within us for us to do that. And we were caught so off guard with this overwhelming intensity of this attack, and at the same time being another angle of attack, which was the mask and trying to break people's will, and which they were quite successful, actually. But we've had time now to regroup, clear the ranks, to get the ones that are solid. We're going through a process of getting that kind of muck out of us. Our hearts are getting clear and focused. And now we're zeroing in on how we're going to counter this attack. And almost a year later, which is interesting, is almost a year later now, here we are talking about setting up special operations, Christ Warrior prayer teams, and Patriots, this is going to be intense. I'm not kidding about it. It's not woo-woo stuff. It's going to be intense, and we're going to hit it hard. And we're going to throat punch the heck out of evil when we do it. Absolutely no mercy for these people in the spiritual realm for what they're doing. None. So this is going to translate us from being, and what an amazing way to get the county by county program to really fire up, because we're going to go from being on the digital space. We're going to use our digital rooms and our digital spaces to organize, to train, to understand what we need to do. And then we're going to be able to pair up on the field with somebody in your local community. We're going to deploy, get boots on the ground. We're going to go hit the target. And we're going to do that through prayer, love of action, and healing action, using the glory of Christ and our love of Christ and God on that target. And then we're going to disengage, and we're going to come back, and we're going to reassemble online. We're going to do our what we call a hot wash after that. We're going to share with one another what we did, and we're going to jump online, and we're going to share our experience. We're going to regain some new training, some new methods, some new tools. We're going to share with one another, strengthen the overall team. We're going to jump back out, get back on your team, your paired up team. You're going to go hit another target. And that's how we're going to beat this thing, because we can't. When we try to go to these massive structural things, it's not that we can't defeat it, but it takes too much momentary, and I'm not saying we don't defeat it, but it's too big of a task for us to try to get our head all around when we can target the healing locally and make such a difference. And it's the small things. Remember, the small things can save the world. It's the child that we save that can have the ripple effect to save everything. And so each one of us is now hitting this target locally, which is creating this wonderful ripple in the pond and stripping away evil one piece at a time and destabilizing it while God works that upstairs. He's like, I got this. You guys keep working. I'm going to show evil what's going to happen. And kaboom. MA Patriot just posted butterfly effect. Perfect comment. Yes, butterfly effect. We're going to create it. And we're going to do it with faith and loving God and healing. And I'm just totally excited about this. And I know that we can do this. I know we've got the people to do this. And I don't think there's a greater glory in our time than to be able to say, you know, what did you do in the great fight to save humanity? And we talk first about, well, you know, we fought on the digital space. And we did everything we could to defeat them on the digital space. And we took the high ground. And so they pulled back, and then they started to try to rip the floor out from under us. And so we reassembled in different places. And then when they were in their arrogance, thinking that they were in control, and at the same time being pushed on other levels, we mobilized with boots on the ground. And we did it in teams of two. And we went out and we prayed for people and we healed people. And we created a mass effect across this country and across the world. And in the process, we ripped the floor out of evil, and it didn't even know it hit him as God smoldered him right to the ground. And in the process, we transformed the entire way that medicine and healing did in our world. We never went back to the old way. We dumped the old way of the cabal, and now everything we do in going forward is based on prayer first. Can you imagine that legacy? Because that's what we're creating. And it's not something you have to imagine. Just put it to prayer, because it's about ready to happen. And when we get through with this, the entire medical institution run by the Jesuits is going to burn itself to the ground, and out of the ashes is going to arise something absolutely miraculous. And it's going to be God's way of leading this world to health and healing. And it's going to be the first step in the county by county program. And from that first step in the county by county program, we're going to be able to re-engage people. We're going to be able to guide them in setting up home churches, help them make community pods where they can homeschool their children, assist them in setting up gardens or inside counter gardens or whatever to try to take some control over their food. We're going to be able to keep informed action going, so people now become involved in their community and start taking back the control. And then we're going to be able to find resources to help people break from corporate dependency on jobs and start doing their own thing, their own right work led by God and passions and the sort of gifts and talents they have. And then we're going to conquer that ultimate terrain, which we're going to start working to get energies, independence at our home level, so we aren't dependent on the cabal infrastructure. Patriots, this is a do. This is a go. We're green lighted. God gave us a green light. Yep. Get your hook up on the jump line because you got ready to get kicked out the door. We'll probably do a halo insertion. Maybe hey-ho. Imagine it's called high altitude, high opening. Might drop you into like 40,000 feet. You need a gas, you need an oxygen mask, but it's okay. You'll have a good ride down. Bring it. Here it comes. Death from above. I like that. So that's the vision. We got it. We're green lighted. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled. Neither let them be afraid. No fear. Our mission set before us. It's game on. And we're going to win this thing. And we're going to do it the way we need to do it. And we're going to take control of this battlefield. And we're going to fight it on our terms. We're done playing their game. No more child. Not another child gets harmed. Not another elderly gets sacrificed. Not another person gets deceived. This is our fight. On our terms. With God. And we're going to rain down all sorts of wonderful things from above. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for these times that we come together. We thank you and are humbled by the inspiration and the insight and the wisdom that you share with us. We're blessed by the guidance you provide to us, the clear paths with eyes to see and ears to hear. Lord, you're showing us the way to take control of this fight, and we are so humbled and blessed. Thank you for guiding us here. And Lord, we ask that you'll inspire us. Let that glory of Christ shine through us. Let us be inspired to heal. Let us be inspired to pray. Let us be inspired to team up and put literally boots on ground and go into our communities and do this as the humble warriors of Christ that we can be. Let us take this fight right to the throat of evil. And let us snatch their victory from them and bring victory to you and crush whatever evil lurks in the shadows. And let us bring light on that evil and let it never be able to go into the darkness again. And let us guide the many. Or maybe it's the few. Whatever you lead us to do, let us guide those to the light and away from the darkness to return to you in all your glory. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. Yeah, this is good. It's going to be glorious. No fear. Just focus and mission. We're going to make it rain. God's way. Have a blessed night. Keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. The mission is before us. Put it to prayer. Listen to what God guides you. But the mission is now here. We're going to take this fight to them. We're going to do it two people at a time. Two by two. Two by two. We're going to fill God's ark, and we're going to smack it down hard. And we're going to do it through prayer and through healing and through the love of Jesus Christ in our heart. And God is never going to leave us. He's always with us. He's always going to be there in that walk. And in the end, the victory will be his, and the victory will be the Lord's. And he'll be able to smile down on everything and bring his glory back to this world. What an amazing time to be alive. So have a blessed night. I'll see you in the morning at 5 a.m. Pacific, 8 a.m. Eastern. Until then, or until the next time, God bless. Good night. Thank you. And God bless. And out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights spent pushing through.
fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now. I can see it now. We're on the edge of a moment, been out of our depth, now we're diving in. The light up ahead, we're running to it. We're on the edge, now we're diving in. Stay a while and you'll see that every broken dream fits together.
Sets down over the hill where the lost got found, reaching through somehow. Oh, you're an island when the world is too loud. When the seasons change, I know the space between us will stay the same. Resting on this faith, when your soul answers calls far away. You are a safe place to hide from the rain.